From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Nearly 3 years ago, the hotline 988 launched nationwide, a three-digit lifeline that connects people to suicide and crisis counselors across the country, including more than a dozen call centers here in California. This alternative to 911 is part of a larger shift, moving away from a one-size-fits-all approach in responding to an emergency, especially in instances where law enforcement or other first responders might not be the best fit. During this time, counties across the state have been launching mobile crisis teams to respond to nonviolent mental or behavioral health calls. And today, we're going to get a look at one of the newest to launch less than an hour north of Sacramento. Drew Sutherland is the clinical director for Yuba Sutter Mobile Crisis Response, which launched in November of last year. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time and making the trip. Before we dive into this response team, I'd like to start with you. How did you get involved with this line of work?
Well, it was circuitous. I was in theater for about 35 years. And then during COVID, my wife's an actor too. And I woke up and said, hey, honey, it looks like our industry has shut down. What do you want to do when you grow up? So I went back and got a master's in marriage and family therapy. She went and got her vet tech. And then it was a series of interesting happenstances that ended up getting me to mobile crisis. I ended up in doing a lot of trauma therapy for people. And then the CEO of Psych Crisis, that's the vendor I work for, contacted me on LinkedIn and said, hey, would you be interested in doing this? And I'd never thought about mobile crisis, really.
This might be a new idea for a lot of people, this idea of mobile crisis. What would you like people to understand about it? What is it?
Well, it started really, well, I'm sure it was around before that, but it really started with a splash in up in the Eugene, Oregon area with an organization called Cahoots. And they just realized that there were some things going on in the community that were not being well served by police presence or fire presence or EMS. And that's the psychological toll that a lot of us end up having day to day in life. So so they formed this model where two people went out on a van, and if someone's holding someone at gunpoint, by all means call a police officer. But if someone is standing without pants on yelling at a tree, that may not be appropriate for law enforcement. So they started going out, and Cahoots has been around for a long time. I encourage people to look it up. It's Cahoots in Eugene, and they've done a fantastic job with partnering with the police, and they really they've become their own resource for the community. And for mobile crisis everywhere else, it's the same thing. We have a fire department, we have a police department, we have EMS, but we haven't had this other piece.
So how does it work in Sutter and Yuba counties? I mean, that LinkedIn message set into motion you being part of this new mobile crisis response team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually a pretty great setup. We get calls that come in from Sutter-Yuba Behavioral Health has psychiatric emergency services, and they will send, if someone calls into them and is in crisis, they'll see if it's appropriate for us to roll out to them. And if it is, then we roll out with two workers. We have a mental health professional and an EMT that go out. A lot of models, like the Sacramento model, rolls out with a law enforcement officer and a mental health professional, and that can work too. We've just gone in this other direction. And that way, if someone's having, a lot of times with an anxiety attack, people feel like they're having a heart attack. Well, we have an EMT that's right there that can take vitals, see what's happening. And then if someone does need medical care, we can keep them stabilized while the ambulance rolls out.
So are you part of Sutter and Yuba counties, or are you being contracted to work with both counties?
So we're a contractor that's from the main offices in San Francisco. Jessica Ocean, who's our CEO, started this. She had a family situation that came up that would have been probably had a better outcome had there been a mobile crisis. And she got very interested in it. And she talked to our program director, Manning Walker, who worked with Cahoots for about a decade. And yeah, they just came together and said, let's build this model. And so Am I answering your question?
Yes. No, I just wanted to understand logistically how it all shakes out. I do remember that you were telling me when we were preparing for this conversation that your first call was leading into Thanksgiving. So that's just about 5 months ago. How has it been going?
It's going really well. We got some data from the one of the reasons that the mental health crisis mobile units have, and that's statewide. California decided to do that statewide, and it's a Medi-Cal driven program, so it's funded through Medi-Cal, and it's, if you look at it from the brass tacks money point of view, it's very expensive to have someone go into the ER, and a lot of times they don't really get the care they need. It can also be a 48-hour wait, so it can really be an onerous process. And a lot of those people they don't end up getting committed with quotes around it, or put into any kind of a facility that offers a higher level of care. And there were people that probably could have been de-escalated in the community. So what Medi-Cal came up with the state of California is this idea that let's roll out and let's see what's happening. And if someone indeed does need to go to the ER, that's far out. That's absolutely cool. We'll help them get there. But a lot of people don't need that. They need someone to listen to them, and they need to just de-escalate out of the crisis that they happen to be in.
With respecting people's privacy, can you give us some examples of the types of calls that you've responded to so we can better visualize the work that you do?
Absolutely. We have a fair number of calls to people that are unhoused. So we respond everywhere. We respond to the river bottoms, to homeless camps, people's houses. We go anywhere. But a lot of times it'll be someone that's unhoused that just doesn't have the resources they need, and they're reacting to that fact that they don't have enough food, shelter, clothing, whatever's happening. And we can go in and just kind of take everything down a level. It's interesting because I think a lot of people are familiar with the fight or flight response, which is, you know, when a bear jumps into the room that you're in, you go, ah, a bear, and you either fight it or you run away. You don't spend a lot of time thinking. So when we're in fight or flight, our prefrontal cortex, the part of our brain that actually does the logical thinking, it shuts off. So what we do is we come into someone in crisis, and when people are in crisis, they're in some state of fight or flight. And what we just try to do is de-escalate them, get them to know that they're safe, that they're with people that can help. And just that shift of getting them out of fight or flight allows them to re-access some higher thought about, you know, how do I solve this problem? You know, how do I solve the problem of the bear in the room?
Yeah. You mentioned that this was really launched in partnership with Medi-Cal, and roughly a third of Californians fall under this. But there's also private insurance. Mm-hmm. There's also residents who are uninsured. What happens in those instances if someone from your team responds?
For our county, we have for people that have no insurance at all, there's a sliding scale that's offered through Sutter UB Behavioral Health. And I think if you have an income of zero, it's $37 that you pay, and that covers a year of services. And so it's really quite affordable for people without insurance. With people that have insurance, like Blue Cross, whatever they happen to have, those private insurance companies, I would check the benefit to see if they'll cover mobile crisis. And many of them are doing that because this is something that's happening in all the counties in California.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Drew Sutherland, the clinical director for the Mobile Crisis Response Team in Sutter and Yuba counties, which launched 5 months ago to respond to nonviolent mental health calls as an alternative to law enforcement. So your team is 24/7 in both Sutter and Yuba counties. How large is your team?
So we have 14 folks. Every shift that we run 12-hour shifts. We have a dispatcher who stays in the office, and then we have two people that go out in the field. Our call volume is starting to go up, and as the call volume ramps up, we're collecting resumes for people that want to work with the team, and then we'll do – the training that we do is 4 full weeks. It's like 50 hours a week. of just classroom training, and then there's a full month that someone rides along with you on the vans. So there's quite a bit of training that goes into it. Most of the people that we have on the team right now have at least 10 years of experience either in mental health or as an EMT.
What don't you respond to?
We don't respond to that which is more appropriate for another first responding agency. So if there's violence on scene, that's a police or sheriff's issue. We try to keep our workers safe. And when you are going to the river bottoms, when you're going to the homeless camps, when you're going to people's houses that, you know, it's a pretty rural set of counties and there's a lot of guns around. There's just things in the environment. And so we really depend on psychiatric emergency services. We call them PES. If I say PES, that's what I'm talking about. We really rely on them to screen those calls to make sure that it's appropriate for us. So we don't do anything violent. If someone's having an obvious medical issue that's emergent, we don't respond to that. We also don't respond to any place that already has a staff that de-escalates people. So we don't respond to the ER because the ER has staff there. It's already a covered service. All of that is from the state of California and kind of the rules that we operate within. And what we're trying to do is not duplicate other services.
And you also kind of hit home that awareness is key, and your team is relatively new, 5 months in. Do you think enough people in Yuba and Sutter counties know that a mobile crisis response team actually exists?
That's a trick question. For me, enough would be everybody. So no, enough don't know yet. But we're getting plenty of calls. We've had over 400 calls since we started. And a vast percentage of those calls that we've been on, those folks have been de-escalated and stabilized in the community, so they haven't had to go to a hospital. We also, within 24 to 72 hours, we follow up and we see if the person has stayed de-escalated. If they haven't, we go back out, we work with them again. If they have, we see what we can offer them in terms of what kind of resources are out there that they may not know about, they may not be hooked into, or if they at one point had, let's say, a case manager and they've kind of fallen out with that case manager, we try to get them hooked back into those services again too.
Drew, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's an important topic. Drew Sutherland is the clinical director for the Mobile Crisis Response Team in Sutter and Yuba counties. They launched in November of last year and respond to nonviolent mental health calls as an alternative to law enforcement. Every county in California has a team like this. You can reach out to them by dialing the Suicide Prevention and Crisis Hotline, 988. You can also dial 911 and a dispatcher will connect you. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.